Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Vits 2.0 podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Peters. And for those of you who don't know about it yet, Vits Plus 2.0 is a tertiary education platform that offers a range of undergraduate degree courses on a part-time basis. And this is to attract mature adult learners who might need to juggle a full-time job while they're studying. And to talk a bit more about this offering, I'm joined today by Professor Beatrice Lequet. She's the director of Vits Plus at the Center of Part-Time Studies at Vits University. Hi, Beatrice. How are you doing?
Really good. Thank you. Thank you, Jamie, for this opportunity to speak to you today.
Yeah, I'm quite excited to have this conversation with you because as we know, the world is changing. There are so many sacrifices we need to make nowadays that part-time studying might not be very high on our radar. But what are some of the tangible benefits to investing in your education as an adult?
Jamie, when one does a part-time degree or any degree for that matter, it is an investment in yourself and it will improve your success in life ultimately. Not that one always needs a degree to be successful. Your earning capacity will rise significantly as a graduate, as we see in our economy at the moment, and one can then add more value to the economy or to your employer's business, or if you've got your own business, even more so. Best of all, a part-time degree will offer flexibility if you're a full-time working professional. There's absolutely no need for you to let your full-time job keep you away from your studies while you're advancing yourself in your career.
Flexibility has been a big topic of conversation for us from the first podcast, and I'm sure we'll even talk about it in the third. And that's mainly due to the complexity of combining studying and working while also managing your home life. Can you expand a bit on how flexibility applies to the part-time degree programs at Vits Plus?
Jamie, part-time studies normally consist of compulsory evening classes on campus, at least once per week for every subject that students would be enrolled for. Meaning if you've got two subjects, that is a typical load of a student, you will have to come in twice a week for your lectures, starting at 5:30, going on until about 9 o'clock in the evening. However, currently, under the COVID-19 lockdown, we are using temporary remote teaching and learning pedagogy, and that will remain in place while we have lockdowns. This is a combination of online resources, which is on the student learning management system, complemented with weekly live virtual sessions conducted by the lecturers. And these are chosen by the lecturers and the students, could be on Teams, could be in Zoom, or whatever other platform they decide works best for them. The online resources can fortunately be accessed at any time and multiple times, which is convenient for the student. This is much better than sitting in a classroom where you can sit in only once and then it's gone after the lecturer walked out of the room. Future changes will continue to impact the way that we deliver and construct education in our country. And we will keep on finding suitable platforms that can work really well for just-in-time learning and hopefully be more efficient to prepare working adults for the future workforce.
Mentioning online resources, I found very interesting, and that you can re-listen and re-watch and reread those lectures again. Because I remember when I was in university, I mean, even as a young man, just dozing off in a lecture hall, whether I found the lecture interesting or not. So the fact that you guys have online resources that can be accessed at any time, it's very appealing to someone like me, especially. But at the same time, what if I just simply suck at studying? What can I do then?
That is a good question, Jamie. So it's very important to mention upfront that people all learn differently, and every person needs to find the way that works best for them. Personally, I'm a visual learner, and I have to represent kind of text into a picture to make sense to me. And I have developed the skill to, for instance, capture a whole book, the content in that, into a picture on one page or two, and that becomes my reference. So whenever one has to respond to any questions about the book, one can just extract the part of the picture and describe that in your own words. But we will discuss a number of research-based learning strategies that students can adopt to stand a better chance to actually understand and remember material, because this is what they need to do. We also suggest that every student does some research on their own capability of how they learn and then customize your own study skills. It's very important that you do not just adopt something which you believe works for somebody else. Retrieval practice is one of the strategies of recalling information to mind, to enhance, or to boost your learning. and is one of the often overlooked strategies. But there are many other strategies available that one can research, and every student will have to go and look for the ones that suits them to so they can perform better and to retain information for much longer.
I see. I understand that some people also space out their studying time as a way to do better during their courses. What does that look like in practice?
Yes, this is always a thing. You probably have heard about students cramming for an exam. That is exactly what one should not do. So an efficient approach is to create a study calendar, basically to plan out exactly how and when to review chunks of the content, which should include in planning for small chunks a review every day as you are working. One should plan to include both current concepts and previously learned materials in your study plan. So some examples, one could use, say, an hour every day, or maybe 2 hours, depending on how cluttered your evenings may be, to review your current concepts that you've studied to the current day, and maybe to go over some of the previous concepts that you have learned before. And by continuously doing and spending just 1 or 2 hours per day, one will be able to master all the materials that you need to.
So you've got your degree in place, you've got your study calendar in place, but the challenge, I guess, for me is still that you need to grapple with these new ideas that are coming to light in your course. Do you have any advice for students on this regard?
So one requires the student to start making connections within the content. So there are many different ideas, and one has to practice to ask yourself open-ended questions about the material, answer it in as much detail as you possibly can, and then check the materials to make sure that your understanding is indeed correct. And an ideal place to do this would be in the shower. So instead of singing, or maybe you can sing your content or your open-ended questions in the shower to yourself, that you can use that time efficiently to learn the materials while you are describing the ideas to you. And I'm sure one can make a really nice song of all the materials that one has.
100%. I'm definitely a scenario in the shower type person myself. Because sometimes I find that when I'm sitting at a desk studying something, it can get quite boring. Is there any value between switching between ideas and concepts while you're studying?
Absolutely. One does get very bored very quickly. And especially someone like me, one has to continuously change the way that one approaches the learning materials. Repetition is really vital to learning something, but research indicates that we will actually learn and master a skill or a concept much more effectively if we mix our practice of it using other skills as well. And they call this interleaving. It's a big word to say we're using different kinds of skills to learn. And the reason why this works, although it sometimes appears to be much harder, is because it teaches you how to think more critically and choose a particular strategy for each problem, because not all problems are born the same way. So one needs a different way to approach them to get the better of them. And that is opposed to just repeatedly doing the same thing again and again.
So then I would say that your strategy to solving problems combines both words and visual learning. Can you expand a little bit more about what that means?
Of course I will. Information is often presented in combination with visuals of some sort. And these could be images, charts, graphs, and it is just how one presents the information or the data that will trigger some kind of a connection between the student and the material. So one has to practice this. So when studying, one should pay attention to those visuals and link them to the text by explaining what they mean to you in your own words. And this is really important. This process reinforces concepts in the brain through different pathways, and it makes it much easier for one to retrieve it later should you need to do so. It's also important to remember, though, that these strategies do not necessarily work in isolation, so one has to combine them to suit your specific needs to maximize the effect for you, for your learning practice.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bespoke studying approach.
Absolutely.
And what are some of the degrees that are popular right now that people need to use these strategies to obtain?
So the WITS Center for Part-Time Studies has a large number of degree programs that they provide on a part-time basis. The most popular ones are the General Bachelor of Commerce and the Bachelor of Arts, where students can pick from a large number of different majors to choose from. We have a unique Bachelor of Arts for the place of work, and that program has one major from the Bachelor of Arts and one major from the BCom field. Thirdly, we've got a BCom as well as a BA degree with law as a second major. And these degrees will then set up the student to be able to join a 3-year LLB after this, should they wish to become a lawyer or join the legal profession. We also have, very uniquely, the first 2 years of all disciplines of the Bachelor of Science in Engineering programs that can be done on a part-time basis through WITS Plus. This means that the first 2 years of the BSc Eng is done or completed over a period of 2 years on a part-time basis. And once completed, these graduates or these students, they're not graduates yet, can then join the third year of study of the full-time BSc Eng program. We have a popular Bachelor of Science in Computer Science, which is an ideal program for IT techies who are currently working during the day and need to get some form of formal recognition of their knowledge and skills, which could be a BSc in Computer Science. And they can do that after hours. Another popular degree is the Bachelor of Arts Honours in Psychology and the second stream in Organizational Psychology. Although the numbers of these programs are limited, many students apply, and once completing this, they are highly successful in applying for master's programs in these fields. The last program I need to mention is the Postgraduate Certificate in Education, so-called PGCE. That is a program taken by working teachers that need some formal qualification to be able to be a professional teacher. And we've got, therefore, a large number of part-time students who come in after hours to join this program. They are busy almost every weekday, 4 days a week, and you can complete that qualification within 2 years. From all these programs we have, there are various subjects that are available for non-degree purposes. And these are typically taken by students who wish to repeat a course that they failed in the full-time program, or members of the public who would like to enrich themselves to get a little bit of more knowledge in certain fields. And they are then welcome to join those courses for non-degree purposes.
And can students apply now to study in 2022?
Absolutely. Applications is open right now. It actually started on the 1st of July and it will close on the 30th of September.
Wonderful. Yeah, people need to get on that. Thank you so much, Beatrice, for your time today. I think you've given us some really valuable information into not only which degrees can be done part-time, but how to be an effective student in those degrees.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jamie, for talking to me today. And we're looking forward to enrolling students who would apply before the 30th of September.
Nice. Thank you so much. I've been your host, Jamie Peters. Thank you for joining us on the WITS 2.0 podcast. For more information and access to online applications, you can check out www.wits.ac.za/part-time. That's www.wits.ac.za/part-time. Subscribe for free episodes on iono.fm, Spotify, Player FM, Pocket Casts, or wherever you choose to get your podcasts.